From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMattei. A national network of charter schools is planning to open 5 new schools in Miami's Liberty City neighborhood. WLRN's Jessica Bakeman reports it's part of the so-called Schools of Hope program the Florida legislature passed in 2017.
This is how Kayla Johnson signals the end of lunch at KIPP Miami Sunrise Academy.
Oh, it sounds like excellence in here, kings and queens, hands down. You made it to team lunch. Say, way to go, me.
Way to go, me.
She's an assistant principal at the elementary school, which right now has about 180 kindergartners and first graders. For her, this was a new job and a homecoming.
Oh, I love Liberty City. I went to church literally up the street from this school. I was born and raised in this neighborhood. And so Liberty City, I always say, is one of the places that raised me.
Johnson is now part of transforming what public education looks like where she's from.
When I grew up there, wasn't a choice. You know, you went to the school that's up the street.
Her school just opened this year. KIPP, a national network of charter schools, eventually plans to have 2 more elementaries, 2 middle schools, and a high school in Liberty City. They'll be some of the first, quote, schools of hope. That's from a controversial law passed a couple years ago. It offers millions of dollars to charter schools if they open near traditional public schools that have struggled. And it's not cheap. KIPP is asking for more than $23 million in extra state funds over the next 5 years. I'm Jessica Bakeman in Miami.
And this is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.